tell somebody, say,
you sang.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, my Father. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the highest praise, my Father. We enter your gates with thanksgiving. And we enter your courts with praise, my Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved all mankind. What a mighty God you are, Father. We say thank you, Lord. And we enter your courts with praise. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you the highest praise. What a mighty God you are. There's none like you, my Father, in all the earth. No, there's none like you, Father. For you are our source. You are our sustainer. You are our life. You are our everything. And we thank you, my Father. We give you praise and honor. And we holler your name. Holler be your name. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God. How great you are, Father. How great you are. Great is our God and worthy of all our praises. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, we not only there, but we come, Father, into the holy place. And come into that place where you have provided salvation for us, my Father. We come into your kingdom, my Father. And not only coming into your kingdom, Father, but we come all the way behind the veil into your very presence, where we can commune with you, where we can fellowship with you, where we can talk with you. What an honor, what a privilege. And Father, we would ask that you would speak to our hearts. As you summons us into your presence, my Father, speak to our hearts. Speak to our hearts, my Father. Speak to our hearts, my Father. And fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, my Father. That we might not only know of you, about you, but know you, Father. Know you and Jesus who you sent, my Father. Now, Father, our request is that your kingdom come Let what you're doing. Let your desire, let your governing authority, let your ruling authority, let what you say. Let your kingdom come, Father. And let your kingdom, Father, be in our lives. And let what your will is for our lives. Many are the plans in our hearts, but it is your purpose that will prevail. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done in all our lives. Right here on earth, Father. Just as it is in heaven. Let it be, Father, on earth, just as it is in heaven. Let it be, Father, in earth, in us, in our spirits, in our souls, in our bodies, manifesting on the earth, Father. Your kingdom and your will for our lives. Give us every day, Father, our daily bread, everything that we have need of to accomplish that. Your kingdom coming and your will being done in all our lives. Forgive us of our faults and mistakes. And lead us not into all the distractions and temptations that's in this world system that we're born and trained and conditioned to live in. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all this evil, Father, that's set up and motivated, Father, by the devil. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Deliver us from all evil, for this is your kingdom. We are the sheep of your pastor. And Father, we'll give you glory, and we'll give you honor, and we'll give you praise all the days of our life. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever, my Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And so shall it be. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What an honor. What a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with you all the love of God. Hallelujah. Man, that's an honor. That's a privilege. I get excited. I tell you every time my brother point his finger over here at me and say, hey, brother, you on the air? And hallelujah. Something come up on me that I tell you something. When I try to explain it, I get lost for words. I know what it is. You know, the same thing Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So once again, it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God. Well, that's an awesome message, man. That's a great message, man. Hey, that's a message that the devil don't ever want God people to come to the knowledge of. But he can huff and he can puff and he can do whatever he want to do, but baby, he cannot stop God's will from being done in earth and on earth, just as it is in heaven. Let me tell you something. It don't matter what the devil doing, God's counsel is going to stand. What he say, it's going to be. That's the kingdom of God. What he say, his ruling authority, his governing influence, his word, his original intent, his desire, his plan, his purpose, his counsel, his word, that's going to stand. And boy, what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to, like I say, come on this radio broadcast with you all and share with you all what he said. Thank God for what everybody else said, you know, and what all we say and everything else. But boy, my greatest desire is for myself and all mankind to come to the knowledge of what he said, so that you too can come past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the sanctuary, past the church service, past the holy place, all the way into the holies of holies, behind the veil, into the presence of the Lord, where you might know him for yourself. That you might have a personal encounter and a personal relationship with him yourself. Thank God for our corporate experiences. But what I'm talking about right now, boy, is your personal experience. A personal encounter where you know him. You just like the same, you know him. You meet him. You shake his hand. You put your name not just on a church roll, but in a Lamb's Book of Life. And you shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. And man, instead of just coming into the church and being a part of the church, you come into the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And you'll be a citizen of the kingdom. Glory be to God. All the way behind the veil. Into the literal presence of the Lord. That's my desire. That's my desire for every last one of you out here under the sound of my voice. Thank God for our messages, and we the messages, man, but it's the message. But don't just put your faith in the wisdom of a man. You got to know him for yourself. That's why, you know, always on this broadcast, we give you an invitation. And that invitation, you know, is not for you to come and join our church. It might not for you to come and join our church, but boy, that you might, man, come on into the kingdom and bring the church into the kingdom and bring everything into God's kingdom. Not any kingdom, into God's kingdom. God's way of doing things, what God is doing, and his way of doing what he's doing. Well, that's his kingdom. That's the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kingdom of God. That's what he's doing. And boy, when we come to the knowledge of what he's doing and get in on that, then you cease from all your works. The Bible says there remaineth a rest for my people. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, before I get started, because I'm kind of like them horses. Once that brother point his finger over here again and tell me that I'm on the air, it'd be just like them horses at the racetrack. Once they open that gate, boy, they take off running. Once he say you on there, I take out running, man. I get, boy, listen. Once I open my mouth, it ain't me no more, boy. All I do is just come up here and open up my mouth. I'm faithful to put the word of God on the inside of me. That's what he told me 40 years ago. He said, if you be faithful to put the word on the inside of you, I'll be faithful to bring it out of you. And that's all I did. I just filled myself up with the word of God. So it don't matter what button you push. If you fill up the Coke machine with all Coke, in the Sprite section, the root beer section, the urn section, it don't matter what button you hit, ain't nothing but Coke coming out. So when he tell me, man, I'm on the air, ain't nothing but the word of God coming out. And it ain't just any word, it's a message. And it ain't just any message, it's the gospel of the kingdom. It's the greatest story ever told. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, you know, I got a treat for you all today, you know, and I got a special guest that's coming on this radio broadcast with me today, my precious sister out of Houston, Texas, with Let's Go Higher Ministries. You know, my sister and I'm blessed to be in her family, blessed to be a part of her life and her ministry, you know, a precious woman of God that loved God with all her heart and with all that's in her. And her desire, her heart is like it should be, like we the people of God should be, you know, a heart for the people. A heart for the people. Kind of like, you know, David was after God's own heart. Kind of like the same heart that God has. You know? Same with her. Her greatest desire is to see, man, God's people blessed. And, man, walking in the reality of who they really are in Christ Jesus, what they have, and what they can do. And she agreed to come on this broadcast with me this morning, you know, and today, and just share with y'all, you know, and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to just do what he want to do, you know, in our life, you know. And I want to welcome to our broadcast Pastor Lydia Owen from Let's Go Higher Ministry in Houston, Texas. God bless you, my sister. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored. It's an honor and a privilege to have you on here with us. You know, we thank God for you. And hey, we're just going to allow the Holy Spirit.